Hello, this is John Wayne Thang, and I'm back at you. I'm just kind of updating you on some things here. You know what I mean? It's Monday, February the 5th, you know what I mean? And we out here, you know what I mean? Just giving you some update on Bud. Now, when I started the other day, I'm just kind of just getting in where I fit in, you know what I mean? I don't have no kind of agenda yet. But what I'm going to be doing is reviewing the best Bud. And when you stop in here through whether you're coming from the north, the east, the west, the south, whatever direction you're coming, it's good. The more information you got, the better armed you're going to be in making decisions, especially when you're making them, kind of on the road or whatever, you know. But right now, the hottest thing that's going on, the best dispensary that you can go to, whether you're buying it recreationally or medically, medicinal, however you want to label it, is the Medicine Man. The Medicine Man has two stores. And, like I said, when you're on the road, the more you know, the better off you are. One is on South Havana, and the other one is in North Denver, and it's on North 47th. So, if you're coming off the highway, the North 47th store is going to be probably the best store, and it's the oldest store Medicine Man has a recreational and medicinal, and most people that go there are recreational. So it is a good store. It's the Walmart of all the dispensaries, Medicine Man. And when you're coming off the highway, it's going to be the closest store that you, if you're coming to Denver. And they have, their stock is broken up into, you can get pretty much anything there. You can get the flowers. You can get the extracts, the edibles, you can get whatever you want there. I'm not the kind of person, like I said, that does the inhaling, the edibles and those kinds of things. I'm into the flowers. Like I said, since I've been 15, that's been my choice of alternate state of mind. And right now, what's hot at the Medicine Man, it depends on, like, if you like indica or sativa. I like a little bit of both. What I do is when I go to Medicine Man, I buy predominantly what they call private stock. Okay, they got top shelf and they got private stock. Top shelf is kind of like what is more common. Okay, like G6, for instance. That is a sativa brand that at one time was very common. Now, at one time it was private stock. Now it's considered top shelf. And private stock is you're going to get pretty much the best of the best. And eventually, as the quality of weed improves, what might be private stock one day might become top shelf. So right now, one of the best private stocks is Emerald, and it's really, really good. And it's private stock. Another one that is private stock is Rocket Fuel. And it only stays out for so long. It only lasts so long. And then they got the Girl Scout cookies, which is the other one. But the Rocket Fuel one, it only lasts so long. That's a hot one. In fact, I'm going to the store here. I got a free ounce that I earned. You go to the store so many times, they give you a punch card. And when you get, like I think it is, so many visits on that punch card, you get a free ounce. So today, I'm going to pick up a free ounce at the Medicine Man. And I'm going to get it pretty much private stock. That's the way I do. I don't do anything top shelf, unless I'm, just wanting to add to my collection. So, that's what's going on today. Right now, top bud in the house is Emerald, and the newest thing going on is the Rocket Fuel. So I'm on my way to get that there, because it's my understanding that the level of THC in the Rocket Fuel is something like 30.01. So I got to go check that out.